I want to thank the chair of our Finance Committee, Senator Cummings, the chair of our Natural Resource Committee, Senator Lyons, and the extraordinary work of my majority leader, Senator Campbell, for joining us here today. The majority leader and I have asked Senator Cummings, Senator Lyons, the Finance and Natural Resource Committees, to continue their work to determine whether or not Vermont Yankee should be closed on schedule. And I have asked them to get a bill out as soon as possible so that we can exercise our responsibility of voting on this issue. Why is it so important? It's important because we owe Vermont ratepayers, the business community in this great state, the hardworking employees of Vermont Yankee, and our power companies the courtesy and obligation of letting them know whether or not this legislature determines that Vermont Yankee should be closed on schedule in 2012. As you know, this is a question that we have an obligation to act upon, and the Majority Leader and I have asked the Senate to complete their committee work so that we can all make that judgment. As I've made clear, it's my own personal judgment that it's not in Vermont's best interest to run the plant beyond the scheduled closing date of 2012. I've come to that conclusion for five reasons. The first is, as we all know, Entergy Louisiana is a company who has lost Vermonters' trust, and it's clear that we cannot trust their word. Second, the power offer that they have given to our power companies is unacceptable to both CV, Green Mountain Power, and it should be unacceptable to the people of Vermont. It's a roughly 50% increase over what we're currently paying them. And what many people don't realize is that the offer is only 11% of Vermont's power. We're currently buying 33% of our power from Vermont Yankee. Furthermore, the third reason is that the cleanup fund, the money to clean up the plant that was promised to be there whenever it should be shut down, is inadequate. And the offer does nothing to address the fact that the cleanup fund is not fully funded. The fourth reason is that the spinoff to Enexis, a highly leveraged Wall Street entity that will have $4.7 billion worth of debt and leave Vermonters with a company that has six old nuclear power plants and a pile of debt, is not in Vermont's best interest. And finally, the tritium leak currently happening in the county where I was born and raised, Windham County, is yet another example that the plant should be closed down as scheduled because it cannot be operated reliably. So we'd be happy to take any questions on any subject. I want to make one thing clear. While I have just expressed my view, each of the 29 senators will make their own judgment next week. Be happy to take questions.
Would it formally
It'll be in a bill that is being introduced by Senator Cummings' committee.
Is it a simple majority then, or something unique about this bill?
Do you want to take that?
It will be a simple majority. We'll try and get this voted out of committee with or without recommendations and on the Senate floor so that every senator has a chance to express their view on this very important topic.
Does it go to both committees?
No, Natural Resources will make any recommendations that they have to the Finance Committee. It's important to know that this is a very simple bill. What the legislature is required to do is to determine whether it is in Vermont's best interest to operate the plant beyond its scheduled closing date of 2012. And everyone understands that the Public Service Board cannot make a decision to continue to operate until the legislature weighs in. Now, I've just gotten off the phone with Chairman Volz, and it's important to know that it's the board's view that they cannot make a final decision about Vermont Yankee unless the legislature acts.
And I think that's also one of the important aspects of us coming forward now, is that it's in everyone's best interest, the state specifically, but also for the power companies, for those interested parties that need to know which way we are directed, we are heading. And without that, then we're just going to be pushing this off until a time when we're asking them to do something in a very rapid fashion. So we feel it is incumbent upon us as a legislative body to make sure that this state and other entities that have an interest in our power, that they understand which direction we will be going.
So are you talking about a bill, that a standard bill that the governor could veto?
It is a bill like any bill that needs to pass the Senate and the House and then be signed by the governor.
But are you framing the bill in a way that a no vote would be no to license extension?
That's correct.
So if they couldn't vote, you couldn't veto it.
That's right.
That's true of any bill. Between now and 2012? No. All I can do as President of the Senate is tell you that what bills we're going to consider this year and what bills we're not going to consider. I can't speak for any future Senate presidents. I hope it'd be somewhere else at that time.
Fair enough. But couldn't Yankee come back and lower the price and persuade the body to hold another vote? Is this then the final decision of the Senate?
I don't anticipate that the Senate would be taking another vote this year, if that's your question. Crossover is a week, the Friday after town meeting. The Speaker and I agreed early in the session that the Senate would go first on any actions on the continued operation of the plant. And I can't imagine that we'd vote this week and come back the week after town meeting and vote differently, but, you know.
Okay. And there's no way to really say what a future Senate's gonna do. Obviously, as Peter pointed out, however, in looking at the reason why we're going forward now, and in looking at all of the issues that have happened in what I call this debacle with Vermont Yankee, I think it's quite clear that there is a lack of trust with Yankee or Entergy Louisiana. There is a serious issue with the plant itself. We're concerned. I know a lot of the senators have expressed concern to me about not just the workers as far as the employment, but also for their safety, their personal safety, their health, and also the health of their families. And I also think what's interesting is that while we're one state here, we have sister states that are surrounding us that are also taking a keen interest in what's happening here. And I think it's also, as a state body, we have to recognize that we have sister states to our south where the flow is going of any of the contamination. So that is also something that we need to take into consideration.
Senator, what's your sense of what the vote would be?
I don't know. I just know that I have spoken with many of the members of the Senate who agree that we have a responsibility to exercise our legislative obligation to vote. And we'll find out next week what the vote might be.
But do you have enough information either on the leak, because they haven't found it yet, or on financial impacts, not just in terms of rates, but in terms of jobs, the overall financial impact to the state of Vermont, to vote next week to deny a license extension? Do you have enough information?
You know, I'm going to let my finance chair take a crack at that. I have said to the chair of my finance committee over the last many weeks, just keep taking testimony. Take more testimony. She finally turned to me last week and said, I've been taking testimony for 4 years now, Peter. There isn't anyone more to hear from, but I'll let her weigh in on that.
I think Peter said it all. We went back over our records. We've actually been looking at Vermont Yankee since 2003, and we've worked intensively on this issue for the last 4 years. We've heard from everyone, including the economic impacts, the job impacts, the rate impacts, and it's not any one issue. There's a whole lot of issues out there involved in this decision. If there's any issue we haven't dealt with, we will be taking testimony on Thursday afternoon, and we'll be welcome to hear from anyone at that point. But to the best of our knowledge, we've covered everyone and all the information that's available.
Earlier in the session,
isn't Joint Fiscal supposed to come up with a consensus agreement on the economic impact, and they haven't done that yet, according to the information on their website. They agreed just recently to come up with a consensus forecast on what the impact would be. That was the agreement, but that forecast hasn't been
No, that forecast hasn't been done yet.
We're also waiting for a new CVA, from what I understand, because the old one is considered to have been tainted now by misinformation. And the CVA, I'm told, isn't going to be, the vertical audit isn't going to be ready until
right.
April.
That's right.
Are we jumping the gun on that and the JFO report?
You have to remember that we have a 16-week session intended for this legislature. And we have a crossover date of we have a crossover date of the Friday after town meeting. So we have to exercise our responsibility to take action on this bill. Now, let me go to the CVA. The Speaker and I, as you know, and the Governor, have asked our auditors to go back in and try to figure out what the reliability of the plant is in the future in light of the fact that the truth was not told to them the first time they went in. I don't think that ideally, we would like to have that report back, but it's clear to me that we may well not have that report back until the legislature adjourns, or certainly well after crossover. So instead, we've asked Arne Gunderson to give a report to the legislature, to the Senate committees next week, about how they're coming on the 80 requirements that the audit committee agreed they had to meet in order to continue operation in a reliable fashion. Now, it's important to know that of those 80, my understanding from Arne is that so far they've completed four of them, but you're going to get an update on that shortly.
Yeah, and also, you know, the one thing is, again, we are a citizens' legislature. We're here for a certain amount of time. And again, understand that this is not a new issue, but what is new is the fact of how Entergy Louisiana has been handling this matter. We do need to give lead time to people, and we have to take a look at the big picture. What concerns us is if we look and count on our hands of the issues that have come down from Entergy not being truthful with us, telling us that they didn't have pipes that they had, telling us that they did not have the leak, but then had the leak, but now didn't have the leak, and they found the leak. We don't know where their leak is, but and I know they don't know where it is either. However, the issue is that they have not been honest and forthright with us. Can we take a chance with the health and safety of Vermonters, of those in Massachusetts, and those in New Hampshire? I think not.
Senator Shumlin, as you know, Governor Douglas stated a few weeks ago that there should be a year delay in the vote. Can you address that concern and why you feel the time is now when they vote?
Well, the Vermont legislature is required to vote. I think the reason it's so important that we take action is what I outlined before. Vermont needs to plan its energy future. Now, I think it's relevant that today Green Mountain Power and CV both announced that they just signed a new long-term 20-year contract with two energy providers for 100 megawatts of power. Now, that happens to be exactly the same amount of power that VY is offering us, or that Entergy Louisiana is offering us in this particular deal. It's about 11% of our power. So the point is, we've got to plan our energy future. We have a responsibility to businesses, to Vermonters, to make a judgment, and we're going to make that judgment. Now, the governor, you know, has been on both sides of this one. He was begging us to vote a year ago. Now he seems to think we should take a time out. We have to make our own judgments.
The CVPS, when I talked to them today about their new contract, Bob Young said, if he had his druthers, you wouldn't vote yet. So while you say you're doing this for them, they're saying, no thanks.
Well, I can just tell you that I have spoken with both Bob Young and Mary Powell today to inform them of how we intend to proceed. And we had very thoughtful conversations with them. They're both doing great jobs running their companies. And all I can tell you is that they certainly understood why we were taking the action that we're taking.
Senator Shumlin, can you talk about the role that the legislature has played throughout this whole process as a watchdog, not only regarding the larger question of whether Vermont Yankee should operate after its 40-year license expires, but also in the current crisis at the nuclear reactor with the ongoing leaks of radioactive tritium in the groundwater?
Well, you know, my job here is to look forward, and I'm not very good at looking backwards, but I can say that had it not been for the audit, the independent audit that the legislature insisted upon, had it not been for Act 160, had it not been for the legislature having a vote on future operation, none of the issues that we are facing today would have become public, in my judgment. And it just is another indication about the importance of a citizen legislature doing its job objectively. And it's another indication of why it's really important to have folks from different perspectives, different points of view, experienced engineers, as I have had in Arne Gunderson, and I'm extraordinarily grateful to him and to his wife Maggie for the work they've done, folks who know what they're doing, who can be right, who understand how plants operate, to question the information that you're being given by corporate America. Because time and time again, we found of late that the corporate word cannot be trusted. And you have to look very carefully at what they tell you and how they say it.
I just wanted to recap on the veto possibility for a moment. If the governor does veto the bill that you're contemplating, effectively that's no action, right? Because you have to have in order for them to proceed to the Public Service Board for relicensing, you have to have an affirmative vote. You would have to say yes and have the governor sign that into law in order for the next step to be taken. Is that your understanding as well?
Sure, it's no different than any other bill.
So in this case, a no vote, even if the governor vetoes it, still we're in the same position we are right now.
No, I disagree with that. What the law says is that a affirmative vote from the legislature is required. If a body in the legislature votes no, that is a negative vote.
So have you been speaking recently with the House Speaker and figuring out what's going to happen on that side?
What the Speaker has said is, listen, we agreed that the Senate's going to go first. Do your work. If it passes, we'll deal with it. If it fails, we'll make a judgment from there. But he has to speak for himself, obviously, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's good at that.
And this is, should we regard it as a binding vote?
Absolutely. Every action that we take is binding.
It can be undone.
Well, only in that any legislative action can be undone by a future legislature. There's no question about that. I mean, none of us work here under the illusion that what we do is permanent. Any legislature can take their own action. But listen, I just want to recount how we got here. Let's not forget recent history. Green Mountain Power and CV, a year and a half ago, were supposed to enter into a power purchase agreement with Entergy Louisiana. It was everybody's expectation, including you all in the press, that well over 8 months ago, they would have been here promoting extending the license beyond the scheduled shutdown date and promoting a great deal for Vermonters. We were told it was going to be cheap power and things were going to be beautiful. Instead, we have power companies that say Entergy Louisiana's word can't be trusted and the deal's no good. We have tritium leaking into the Connecticut River at a rate that should be of concern to all living people. We have a proposed spinoff that makes the recent shenanigans on Wall Street look like kindergarten action. And we have, very clearly, a decommission cleanup fund that is short. So I would ask you to ask this question. Why wouldn't we make a judgment in light of all of the information that we have? Thank you.
And to add to that, we also have...
You might want to come over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. To add to those comments, we also have an energy plan, and we have statutes in place that move our energy planning forward. Our utilities have responded. CV, GMP, WEC, each responded in identifying additional energy sources that are cost-effective to Vermonters. And so we're reassured as we take testimony that if and when Vermont Yankee leaves our energy future, we will have, the lights won't go out, and Vermonters can be reassured that we will have alternative sources of energy to maintain the reliability that's so critically important for our businesses and for our citizens.
This will be the only Senate vote this year.
That's our intention, yes.
On this topic.
On this topic.
We'll be voting for other things.
Right. I just want to say a word because it's going to come up. No one's asked it about jobs. You know, I'm from Windham County. My heart goes out to the employees of VY who have great paying jobs in a county that could use a lot more of them. And I just want to say that we also have an obligation to the hardworking employees at VY to make this decision. Now, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And they understood when they took those jobs that the plant was designed to be closed down in 2012. They went in with their eyes wide open, but we want to do everything in our power, should the plant be closed on schedule, to help them with that transition.
Probably one of the points the governor is going to make is that if you can fast track a bill like this, why can't you fast track the stimulus economic development bill?
Well, I just want to make the point that we've been working on this issue, as the chair of finance just said, for 4 years. If that's fast in the governor's judgment, all I can tell you, coming from a business background, I don't consider that fast. We've been at this for 4 years. It's a long time. A lot of work has gone into this. If Senator Cummings and the members of her committee could have a dime for every hour that they've put in taking testimony on VY, and the same goes to the hardworking House Committee, Natural Resources, Tony Klein Committee, and Joe Krosik, you know, these folks would be rich. Thank you.
Peter. So would I.
Yeah, you too.
Come on.